הגמרא says, מהי חנוכה? תנו רבנן, כשנכנסו יבונים להיכל, תימו כל השמנים שבהיכל, שגברו מלכוס בייס חשמונוים וניצחו, בודקו ולמוצו לפח אחד של שמן שמונח בחיסומו של כהן גדול, ולהיו בו אלו להדליק ימיכות. נעשו נס והדליקו ממנו שמונה יומים. לשון האחרס קבעו ועשו ימים טובים בהלל ועידוי. רש"י says, מהי חנוכה? על איזה נס קבוע? על איזה נס קבוע? אז איך נס חזר וקבע דם חנוכה? הוא אומר, says that they came into the heichol and they found the פח השמן. And that ness of the Pach HaShemen, they were kivea at the Chanukah, the Shmoy Nesim HaHalel Vaidot. What do we masber shtikl? Chaim Shmulevitz, we mentioned one part of his Shmuz. We want today to speak about the second part of his Shmuz. What is the pshat? Lamaise Chazal was such a big ness. רבים ביד מעטים, תמאים ביד תהירים, רשעים ביד צדיקים, זיידים ביד עסקי סעיר עוסכו. The ness of the Chanukah is a very small little ness. They didn't need it. 3 years the Beis HaMikdash was running without Shemen, without Beis HaMikdash. 3 years was no avoida, to Mohut Rabetzibu. Kosh Baruch Hu made a ness, the oil. And the ganze Chanukah is on that ness. The ganze chelik is on that ness. So we spoke about the kiss. I want to go to the second chelik of the shmuz of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. It was once in Yeshiva, 2 years ago, I think, in Yeshiva, it was a young man that lost his wife and his daughter. Young young man, he had a wife and a daughter, I think, maybe a wife and a son, I think a wife and a daughter. And it was Friday. And they were going to a bris. It was a car accident. His wife was killed on the spot. His daughter was killed on the spot. He himself was hurt very badly. He was in the hospital. Intensive care there. They let him out for a day or two to his house, a little bit for a shiva. And someone told me that he's close. I didn't know who he is. The names I'm Bichlal, not so good in. Someone told me that he's very close to me. Go to Menachem Avel. I don't remember, but if he's close to me, I'm going to go to Menachem Avel. But I said, I can't go to the hospital. So it was like 1 hour that he was sitting in his house. So I said, I was living in the Yaakov. I said, I'll go to Menachem Avel. I come into Menachem Avel. See this person wrapped with bandages all over his head, only his eyes. But I for sure didn't know if I recognized him or not. Sitting there, told me a couple of simanim that I knew him. Told me he wants to tell me something. I said, okay. You know, I said, I'll tell you the truth, I can't be Menachem Avel, I said, I don't know what is this kind of pain that you passed. You lost your wife, you lost your daughter, you left with nothing. Kulcha balmum mitzta. I said, I'll tell you the truth, I can't be Menachem. I know a lot of pain, but how you Menachem, a person that just passed such a terrible zach? I don't know. I said, it's a mitzvah, come to Menachem over. I came to Menachem over you, but I don't have what to be Menachem. I don't know. When I don't know, I say, I don't know. I don't like these people that, you know, start to shaf chazalim, you know. I said, I don't understand. I know it's a very stark pain. I'm not holding there, but I came. But I'll tell you something. Maybe you could explain to me. He said, when the car hit them, on the way to the bris, he lost, you know, conscious. And his eyes opened for two. He was like, I think 3 days he was, you know, without. And Chaim Lomovitz, he didn't, he was without, he lost conscious. But after 3 days, he managed to wake up. They managed to wake him up. But he told me, in the 3 days, it was twice that his eyes opened for a second. 3 days, he didn't know what was happening. He was not in this world. But twice, for 2 seconds, he was awake. Once, when they put him into the ambulance, for a second his eyes opened. And the second time, when they put him into the hospital, his eyes opened for a second. These are the two moments that he remembers. He said that the first time when his eyes opened, he saw his wife on the side there, on the floor, with her head off, you know, her head got chopped off in a car accident. He realized she's not living, his daughter is not living. Everything was mamash, like one little second that he was awake. And on top of him, he sees this paramedic, from lady paramedic, that they know her. She's a shroom lady. Yeah, but she's a shroom lady paramedic. And she was taking care of him. And he was so happy. Because he knew that Lemaisa, she knows who she is. So even if he doesn't have no paper, he had Shabbos clothes on him, she will know who he is. She will tell people to come. She will tell the parents of his wife that she was nifter. She will take care of everything. So he was so happy that, oh, Hashem, the paramedic is there. He mamish felt like Hashem is with him. Mamish, it's a givaldic feeling. And then his eyes closed back. And he says, every person that he tells it to, think that he was mamish, retired, I called Meshugana, he lost his wife, lost his kids. Well, Hashem, he knew the paramedic. He says it to people. And everyone that he says that he sees that people look at each other. Yeah, they tell him, Mamash Givaldik, Baruch Hashem, she was there. And he sees like everyone's laughing, you know, Nebach, the guy is left with nothing. Your Mamash, Ogum, Yotzosim, Besim, Imi, Ogum, Oshu, Mamash, Golnish. It was terrible to be there, the pain was in the ears. Mamash, Shreklach. So I told him, you know, I think it's the Reb Chaim Shmulevitz from this week's parsha. I think when you feel, Chazal tell us, Yosef HaTzadik is going to be sold to Mitzrayim. He goes, his brothers, Shifteko, decide that he's a Roidef and he's Chayev Misa. Take off his clothes, they put him in a boil, Molech Lechoshim Ve'akrabim, and they decide to sell him to Mitzrayim. Now you have to know, to be sold to Mitzrayim is no way out. Can't send an email from Mitzrayim that you're in Mitzrayim. The raya that you cannot send the email in Mitzrayim was, not only because they didn't use computers, but because if it would be a tzad that you could send a message from Mitzrayim, you think the brothers are taking a chance that tomorrow he will send a message to his father. I mean, Mitzrayim, you know, the brothers, just one little letter, pay $5 to someone there, you know, just get that message to my father, promising he'll pay you $1 million for getting this message over, yeah? There was no chance that it. As everybody says, Eved Ma'olam lo yotzei Mitzrayim. There was no chance that he's in Mitzrayim and he's an Eved and he could give a message. The Horaya, he didn't. I mean, the brothers would not take a chance that to sell Yosef to a place that he would just send a message to his father, listen, I'm here. And I will tell the person that buys him, you want, how much you bought me? 100? I'm worth $1 million, go tell it to Saul, my father will give you $1 million for me. So there was no chance. So they take him out of the boy. And they're selling him to Mitzrayim. And he knows it's his end. He's going to Mitzrayim, Shtufim Bezima. He knows what is waiting for him. And Chazal say that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent Arabim, Arabs, Noisim, Loit, Vetzori. But the Arabs, they had all different kinds of perfume, called different Boisim. It's like Rashi, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that the Arabs will have, normally Arabs, Darkom Benef. That even in the time of Yosef already, the Arabs were busy with the oil. But as they state in Rashi, yeah? That the Arabim Dal Kombinet, Arabs have oil, this is Rashi. So the Bedarka Arabs carry oil. As they state in Rashi, it's a parsha. So the Arabs have to carry the oil. And he's waiting to see the Arabs will carry the oil. And they're carrying some like Yishmak and smell. That the tzaddik will feel good in the way. I want to ask you a shayla. Shtel tzachtzu, they chap you, your brothers, and shifteko, undress you, selling you like an eved to Mitzrayim, yeah? You know, Baruch Hashem, it smells givaldic in the way. It smells givaldic in the way. And it's tzaddik, we're not out of tzar. You think it's enough kemina in such a matzav, smell, good smell, bad smell? The Teretz is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Yosef a Shinui HaTeva. He could have sent not Arabs, he could have sent Lamazong and Yosef and Nechveis, Japan. So they don't have neft. So you don't see a pellet. He sent Arabs with psalmim. So Krashi doesn't have a pellet because Ach. Arabs don't have psalmim, Arabs have oil. This is a Krashi. Yosef says, Amot Nezach, Arabs with Gishmak smell. Hashem tells him, Hatzachain, is a Mechiras Yosef. What you deserve to happen is happening to you. What you don't deserve to happen is not happening to you. The smell is not happening to you. I'm there. And this kept Yosef going when he went down to Mitzrayim. I told this young man, you're telling me it's one out of a million that this paramedic will be in your call, especially Friday, she never went to this because she has to cook for Shabbos, yeah? It's one out of a million that she'll work in the ambulance and she'll be there. One out of a million. You felt HaKadosh Baruch Hu take care of you. Someone will know that you're in the hospital. Someone will know that your wife is nifter. Siddur Ribbono Shel Olam. There's one out of the whole paramedics in the world that knows you. And it's a lady. And the chances that Friday morning she'll be in an ambulance, it's one out of a million. Pung to your call. You felt that Aoras Panim from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends you to go weiter. Zog Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, let's say in the first chelik of his shmuz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes. The Gilui Haoref HaKlal Yisrael and Chanukah, if the nes of the Menorah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Klal Yisrael, it's not the pshat. Some people think, it's a big yesod. Yeah, it doesn't go. I'm suffering. Sigeitnish, chavrusas, dorm, dirim, matzav. Sigeitnish. I'm sure everyone of you had this matzav. Sigeitnish. Tired, I can't get up. Sigeitnish. Sigeitnish. There's Hashem, one day it will go. It's not my day. Not my day today. Kosh Baruch Hu zogt, it's meduk duk echut asayich. 3 years Beis HaMikdosh is no oil, is no Beis HaMikdosh, is garnished. It's garnished. The Yevonim are killing us. When I need to help you, and when I want to help you, I will do it exactly like it has to be. And if you don't have the oil, you will have the oil. Punklach. This is the krech of the nes. Goliath was fighting with Klal Yisrael. Chazal say when Dovid threw over the stone, so normally when you hit someone, he falls backwards. Chazal say Goliath fell forward to Dovid, that he could chop off his head right away, and he doesn't have to run after him to take off his head. Hashem is doing that little stone will kill the big Goliath. The Plishtim were doing tzoras to Klal Yisrael the ganze zeit. Plishtim are doing tzoras the ganze zeit. All of the tzoras that are Klal Yisrael getting from the Plishtim, they have to get. What they don't have to get, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows sometimes in a nes. The nes comes sometimes to show out Hakul miyodi eilecho. Hakul miyodi eilecho. And this is Be'etzer, what we must be. The mitzvah of Chanukah is Pirsum Nisa. Pirsum Nisa. What is the yesod of Pirsum Nisa? The yesod of Pirsum Nisa is Lefarsem Esanes. You know, they say Amol Avitz from one of the Gdolim, but the person was saying Shema for 5 hours, you know, Shema, all the Shema, because he was mamish saying. Kids, they asked him what you did for 5 hours. He said, you know, I was mamlich the Rebbeinu Shalom, Shemayim Va'oretz, Da'al Ruchis Ha'oretz. So that on God told him, you know, you were mamlich Shemayim Va'oretz, Da'al Ruchis. The ganze world, you know, one place you forgot to be mamlich on yourself. I'm like, mamlich of the ganze world. I'm on yourself, you forgot to be mamlich. That was the same, that mamlich the Rebbeinu Shalom of Zich. Shemayim Va'oretz, he's the only one, yeah? He's the only one, but just I'm thinking now what I'll do after davening, yeah? Oh, you know, he's davening chap, klap, and shtiblach, the Rebbeinu Shalom, his mom is showing him around the ganze welt, and he's rushing to chap at this bus somewhere. Pirsum and Nisa, the tafkid of Chanukah, the avoid that we're going to have in Chanukah, is Pirsum and Nis. To believe that the Ribbono Shel Olam is the manik and is the kol yochol. First chelik of the avodah. This is the anoge of Chanukah. Minu Yisrael kankanim nasaneis la'shishanim. This is the Nes. Pirsum Nes. All over. The ganze Welt will know that the Ribbono Shel Olam could do everything. And in the same Chanukah, no shaykhus to me. I'm chobishken bitochen, chobishken emune, I'm all nervous, I'm all bepachad, I'm not working on myself, I don't... So where's the Pirsum Nes? The first thing is Pirsum Nes. I want to go to the second shlav. Second shlav is, Chazal say, that Ner Chanukah sheinicho lemala me'esri ma'amo psula. Sheinicho lemala me'esri ma'amo psula. Why? Lo yishalta be'ene. There's a famous vote, the Welt says, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Omar Abyenison bar Simloi, Nechanukah sheinicho lemala me'esri ma'amo psula. And the Gemara starts like this. Doras Rabbi Yonison bar Simloi, Mai dichsi v'aboy reik, in our parsha, Ein boi mayim. Mimashma shenemar v'aboy reik, Ein yodea she'ein bo mayim. It says, v'aboy reik, Ein bo mayim. Mimashma shenemar v'aboy reik, Ein yodea she'ein bo mayim. Ma talmud lo imar ein bo mayim. Mayim en boi. Aval nechoshim v'akrabim yesh bo. And then the Gemara is mamshich, Dora Shavu Yisrael Masim Loi, Nechana Kashinicho Lamalo Me'esri Ma'amo Psulo, Kesuka Vekamavu. So the Welt asks a kash, what is the shaykh is the two memories to each other. Dora Shavu Yisrael Masim Loi, Ma'i Dixi Va'aboy Reik, Ein Ba'mayim, Ma'a Shama Ba'i Reik, Ein Yesh Ma'ayim, Lamat Olem Alo Ma'ayim, Ma'ayim Ema, Ve'lechoshim Ha'akrabim Yesh Bo, Ve'dora Shavu Yisrael Masim Loi, Nechana Kashinicho Lamalo Me'esri Ma'amo Psulo. What is the shaykh is the two Gemaras? So some people say it's the same name. Both of them says Dora Shavu Yisrael Masim Loi, Shabbos Chof Aleph Amud Beis. It's the same name. But it cannot be because in the Tanchume, you have the two memories near each other in two different names. So it can be that it's near each other because it's the same name. So the Welt says, I think Rabbi Yonah said Aibishitz. But the Pshat is, a big kasha, the Achim threw Yosef to the boy, and was so much Nechoshim Ha'akrabim. And nothing happened to him. The Gemara says, Nofa Leboy, Sheyesh Ben Nechoshim Ha'akrabim, Eidim Olav Shemes. Tarat says, the boy was Namala Me'asim Mamo, so they couldn't see. Because you can't see. Yes. Rabbi Yonison and Aibishitz. And Chanukah Satera says in his name, but these are the Tera that the Welt says all. And the Kash is a modern Kash. And Chanukah Shlichu Lamala Me'esri Ma'amo, you don't see. All of us see Lamala Me'esri Ma'amo. Bridges, houses, planes, we see the whole time, yeah. What's the pshat? The Chanukah Shvi'i from Alam Esim Amol. Pshat is as a. Avadei the Achim saw. You think they didn't look what happened to Yosef? What did Alam Esim Amol? 10 meters. They look no. All the snakes are moving to the side. The Talmud says, but the nest didn't happen in front of their eyes. It happened in the bottom there. The bottom there. They didn't live it. It's Kipshutoi. The Amkes, they didn't live it. Kipshutoi. Why? We have to make shalte be'ene. We have to show the world to live the Nes of Chanukah. That people will go in their eyes, they will see menorahs. Lamalo me'esrim amos is garnished. You have to have a shalte be'ene. What? What was the koyach of the Yevonim? Yevonim, they're being kurgis. What was the koyach of the Yevonim? Chazal say, Kisvu lechem al keren ha'shoir ein lanu chelik v'nachla be'eloi ke'Yisrael. The Yevonim took buses, the Shvarim, put big posters, Eina Nuchelik V'Nachla Be'Eloike Yisrael. They made an atmosphere, a bad atmosphere. Games. This was the atmosphere of the Yevonim. What is the answer to the Yevonim? Mila Hashem Elai. This is the answer to the Yevonim. Mila Hashem Elai. This is the answer. Mila Hashem Elai. Oh, but the way we have to do the Mila Hashem Elai is, we have to do it b'shalte be'ene. Has to be with a shalte be'ene. We have to live it. The Chazal say, al Pesach habayis mibachutz. Where people will go, ganz klal Yisrael. They will see. We believe that Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world. Einod milvado. But a person has to pass in Chanukah and to come to this akorah. to this hakor. Zok Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, Reb Shmulevitz. Where HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to make the hakor at the Klal Yisrael? He gave it to them in a mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. Why? HaKadosh Baruch Hu in Chanukah shows a person a very big yesod. Also in Ruchnias, I'm there to help you. Not only in Gashmias like you think. If you will decide to be a Talmid Chochem, you will have Nisim. You will have Siyata Dishmaya. The Shemen will light. Person thinks I'm not about Kishra. I have such a little Kishra, yeah? Some people think that they were bought, like, you know, with a very shrinking kishron, yeah? I mean, like a little peanut. That's the kind of kishron they have. Could be taka. It looks like a taka that this is what they have, these people. Hashem said it could light for 8 days. And why? Listen, Hashem could have made a nest. You know, the Yevonim mamash from the time of the Ganzer Bisa Migdash, you know, it was the nest. They found the oil. Also could have been a nest. The nest was... is a little bit oil and it will light. You don't need to have a lot. Even if you have a little bit, it could light for 8 days. It could light for 8 days. In Ruchnias, if you want, and you mishtadel, I will give you siyata dishmaya. This is the yesod of Chanukah. This is that slocha of Chanukah. Now the Yetzer doesn't want a person to take out from Chanukah such a hakor. You know, Chazal say, "Al toimar l'kishe'efone eshne, shem eloi tefone." He says, "You know what? I hear this shmuz. You know, I will take this message from Chanukah. Motzei Chanukah, I will start to learn." This is the shpach of the Yitzhak Alam. I hear this Chanukah that I'm trying to pack in mamish emuna, full of batteries. That the ganze winter I will learn. Al toimar l'kishe'efone eshne. Chazal say, it doesn't help like that. You have to start. And the Nes of Chanukah was Mesirus Nefesh. The Rambam Feinstein said, V'motzu pach echod shemen chosum b'choysem koyen godl. He says, a person has to start. And that start he has to do b'choysem koyen godl. B'choysem koyen godl. What is B'chosim Koyen Gadol? Without books, without machinkes, without going to friends, without eating a place that you don't have to eat. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make it to light for 8 days. About a big yesod, listen. Hashem doesn't take a shvach oil and makes it a better oil. He takes a little bit of good and makes a lot out of it. Remember this yesod. Some people say, where's my siyata dishmaya? No, I heard miracles. Came to yeshiva. I went back even worse. Yeah? What's the pshat? He didn't come. He didn't have oil by night. He went to sleep. 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock. Even not bad things. Even shmuzim. Yeah? Tomorrow give me koichas. Go to sleep normally. You're not a balkishra. I'll make you a balkishra. You don't have a tfisa. I'll make you a tfisa. You don't have a chayin. I will give you a chayin. I will make it to be matzliach. But you do your thing completely. Be pach Hashem and Torah. Be pach Hashem and Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a mess. This is the avodah of Chanukah. And again, a person has to know, some mitzvahs, we don't have time in the Kor. In Chanukah we have. Pirsum menisa. This is the chefetz of the mitzvah. Now, I know what the Yitzhak Hora tells all of the guys here, and most of them attack. I see they decided to change. I see like 5% didn't decide yet to change, yeah? They're planning to go to parties yet Chanukah, yeah? 95% I could see already are Kodesh. I see 5% that didn't decide yet to cancel all their parties, yeah? Some of them. So I want to tell you, I know what you're answering, Chlamdoni. Now, Pirsum Hanes means the Shvach for the Ribbono Shel Olam, that he was so nice to us, right? That's what you want to answer. The Shvach for the Ribbono Shel Olam. What is the Shvach for the Ribbono Shel Olam exactly? What, he was so nice to us? That we had oils for 8 days? Big deal. Madness. Big deal. Baruch Hashem. You know, they had a lulav, also, they had a festa esser, you know? Givaldi, you know? Rabbi Gamliel, 1,000 zehuvim, yeah?
one had looked like an esrog, but he had an esrog of 1,000 zuvim, yeah? I never saw you had an esrog of $1,000, yeah? But 1,000 zuvim. Fest, I'm going to be at the fest of esrog, givaldi, machna yontef. Minga yontef, you know, they found the oil. Very nice. Givaldik. Everyone, want everyone to know, they found the oil. Givaldik. It can't be. The alkoch, the pirsuma anise here is not only that it happened, is to teach us the message. Because if the Bosh in Mitzrayim, the pirsuma is that he took us out of Mitzrayim. So the pirsuma anise alein, those alein is the hoidoya to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What is the big hoidoya? The big hoidoya and the oil is that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is the manik. This is the avoda sayer mifchanik. And again, if a person doesn't plan to change, there's no way to work on it, because I'll explain to you. Now, why the Frey people don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam? Not because they don't want to believe. Not because they think that our proofs are Shvache proofs. Because if they believe, they have to become religious. They cannot believe. Because if you believe, you have to keep. If he's the Boire and he mons, I have to do. So maybe I can't believe. The people that don't want to work in Chanukah, they believe the Ribbono Shel Olam fills the veld, and thus the emunah is, because if he's the fills the veld, I have to learn, I have to mekayim. But you have to know, this is the mitzvah sayer. Bezus Hashem, Rabsiyata Dishmaya, there was zeichel of the candles, were light inside us, Bezus Hashem.